This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1554. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 2nd, the Exit Station news about Antarctica, Cuba, Egypt, Europe, Germany, Guatemala, Guinea, India, International Vacuum, Iran, Liberia, Libya, Madagascar, Micronesia, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Taiwan, Thailand, Tunisia, UK, USA, Western Sahara, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We're anticipating the reactivation of LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, at Esperanza Base on the Antarctic Peninsula, the only shortwave broadcast station on the continent, which has been missing since early November. Roberto Scaglione of BCLnews.it has a contributor, Marcello Caneva in Misiones, who has been phoning the base and getting an update on their reactivation plans. The final week of February was first in the works, and then the date was supposed to be February 28th. But as of March 1st, we're still not hearing it on 15476. However, when it does come back, the hours were expected to expand to 7 hours on weekdays instead of only three, from 11 until 18 UT. Fortunately, there are no other stations on 15475, so keep monitoring 15476 for the return of LRA 36. Chuck Bolin in Florida heard Radio Reveille on 4690. February 25th at 1146 to 1200, parallel to 5025, which he assumed was a spur from that frequency. However, I compute that 4690 equals the seventh harmonic of one of their major medium wave frequencies, 670. Roger Rivaldi is a frequent provider of medium wave harmonics. Some DXers and DX editors think harmonics are second-class logs of no particular interest. I think they're first-class because they are unintentional, usually very low-powered, and something that should be pursued as much as possible. This means there may be other harmonics from 670 showing up on the appropriate multiples of that frequency. After missing about a month, Radio Cairo in Egypt resumed its European service on 6270 as of February 27th, between 18 and 2245 UT. The first 2 hours in Italian and German, then French at 20 and English at 2115 as before, as monitored by Wolfgang Büschel, Dave Kenny, Alan Rowe, and Alan Holder. However, they still have those severe modulation problems. With only a short notice reminder, Europirate Free Radio Service Holland aired part 3 of its three-part 30th anniversary broadcast on Sunday, February 27th. It was on its own frequencies, 7600 and 5800, and relayed from somewhere else, probably that low-power German transmitter on 6085, between 0752 and 1400 UT. According to publicity they sent out, and sent on to us by Roberto Scaglione. Then it was monitored by Europeans, including Manuel Mendez in Spain, Zacharias Liangas in Greece. It's too late now, or is it? Publicity from the station also says there could be a repeat of part of the shows lasting 2 or 3 hours the following Sunday, March 6th. And now there's an even lower power shortwave test on 49 meters from Germany on 6150. In the British DX Club, Andre Bolin provided info that it was to be on Friday, February 25th from Munich, around 0630 to 1600 UT on 6150. The name is Radio 6150, or I guess that should be pronounced in German. According to info from Stefan Shah in Germany to DX Listening Digest, the frequency seems already to be approved by the federal German agency, but additional measurements have to be done before increasing power, starting with only 5 watts, but they want to go up to 6 kilowatts. They're playing a short test loop in English, Dutch, and German. He says this is now the fourth frequency used by private, more or less, low-powered stations, 5980 with Hamburger Lokalradio, 6005 with Radio 700, 6085 with Radio Gloria and various other stations, including that free radio service Holland Special Transmission. He says let's wait and see how shortwave develops in Germany. And then it was reported by Andre Lavendale in Italy, who says amazing reception in northern Italy at 1210 UT. Is it really only 5 watts? Christoph Ratzer in Austria got an EQSL from them promptly. They said, yes, we're running 5 watts, modulated with an OptiMod system to increase the modulation, and reports were wanted. The complete Deutsche Welle A11 schedule has come out via Jaisaktivel in India, posted to the DX Listening Digest group. There have always been a lot of local FM frequencies mixed in with shortwave, but now FM is even more important as the expected drastic cuts in shortwave from Deutsche Welle will be taking effect with the start of the new season on March 27th. In North America, we've been relying on good reception from Rwanda for the English broadcast at 21 UT, changing from season to season from frequencies in the 11 and 15 megahertz bands, but those will be gone as of the end of March. In fact, the 21 UT broadcast will be only on local FM in Kigali. And there'll be only one shortwave frequency for the 20 UT broadcast, 6150, not likely to make it to North America on a summer afternoon. We might have some luck still for the half hour in English at 19 UT, which will still be on shortwave from Europe, 11795 from the UK and 17610 from Portugal. Stephen Luce in Texas says we may also still be able to hear the West African English beam at 0400 on 7240. We're still hearing Radio Verdad, Guatemala, just below 4052.5 until sign-off around 0600 and on a good day signing on somewhat before 1130 UT. And they did celebrate their 11th anniversary on the air, early UT Sunday, February 27th. However, at that time, we had to listen via their handy webcast. We also heard directly from Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid, manager of the station, who confirms their present power is 210 watts. The engineer from Canada, who's been helping them, Ralph Borthwick, says there are 2 plate amplifier modules working fine at his lab, that is. They just need to get them to Guatemala and probably will have to pay a large tax to get them in the country. He says, as soon as I receive one of those modules, we'll raise power up to probably 500 watts or more. We have a crystal on hand for changing to 4055, but we don't have the equipment to measure the exact frequency. When we do it, we will inform you. He says, our transmitter with only one PA module is operating very fine. The strength power is very high, but we're facing constant trouble. The control card is working badly. We have to wait 2 or 3 hours every time we power it up, and the radio frequencies are delayed. It's stuck in its sockets, and I'm afraid to force it out because that may cause some damage, and we could go off the air again for a long time. So I'm continuing with this difficulty. Also, electricity fails many times in Chiquimula, and a slight failure will put our transmitter off the air for about 3 hours every time it happens. Well, our kudos to Dr. Madrid and Radio Truth for keeping on shortwave as the last existing shortwave station in Guatemala, despite all these difficulties. The reactivated 7125 from Guinea-Conakry continues to be quite irregular. You never know whether it'll be on the air or not. I was hearing it February 26th at 0646 in French with drumming and talking about Libya, At the moment, there was no QR ham, as the AROs were avoiding this AM intruder in astonishment. However, other mornings at the same time, there's nothing to be heard. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal has also been checking on it. It was on the air February 25th at 1901 to 1957, but off at 2150. However, on February 27th, it was not to be heard at 1955. It's far from being active on a regular basis. Here's another All India Radio station, presumably, which shifted off frequency. Jim Young in California reports to the NASA group that Shimla was on 4966.00 February 27th at 1506. However, there was very little audio. He says several All India Radio stations have been observed off frequency for short periods, and this may also be the case. Many of the others were coming in, but with very little audio either on their correct frequencies on 60 meters. On March 1st, Ron Howard in California checked this out and found that Shimla was back on 4965.0 with news in English at 1430 parallel to the national channel on 9425. Here's a chance for you to observe some very abnormal medium wave propagation if it happens again. You may recall that in April of 09, as a space shuttle was coming in to land at the Kennedy Space Center, crossing over the entire United States from the West Coast, a few hours later I was getting, still in the daytime, a number of medium wave stations coming in by Skywave from Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming, and other states, which ordinarily would not be heard in the daytime. My theory is that the space shuttle coming through the ionosphere disrupted the D layer, which normally absorbs medium wave signals, and this must have lasted for several hours after it went through. In any event, these two events correlated in time. So I want to know if this should happen again as Space Shuttle Discovery comes in for a landing, which is scheduled for Tuesday, March 8th, the morning of that day, but we don't yet know what the landing path will be, whether it will be across the United States or coming in from the Caribbean, as has happened for a mission in between. As the landing is closer, I'm sure that information will become available, and I'll try to make it available via the usual DX online resources. Of course, there could always be a delay in the landing due to surface weather or other problems or even a change in the landing site. But wherever it comes down, if you are near that area, say within 1,000 kilometers, and it's still in the daytime, check a few hours later or just after it passes to see if you're getting some unusual medium wave reception. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria tells us there's a new schedule for one of the many clandestines to Iran in Farsi, Radioe Rahoya Iran, 1630 to 1730 UT. It had been Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 5825 via Armavir Russia, but since February 25th, it's moved to 5810 every day via Almaty, Kazakhstan, using 75 kilowatts. Last week, we mentioned frequency change for another Iranian clandestine, the one for southern Azerbaijan, Yinaz Radio, from 7610 to 7510. But in DX Mixed News Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov has more on that. On February 28th, they moved back to 7610 after 3 days on 7510. It seems they're conflicting with Radio Pakistan and FIBA during parts of those transmissions. In any event, the listed site is SMF, meaning Simferopol, Ukraine, in the Crimea. And Wolfgang Busch reminds us that it's the real site is 255 kilometers west of there in the Ukraine at a place known as Mykolaiv or Luch. But the situation is further confused by Pakistan. As we mentioned last week, Saharis Liangis in Greece heard that on 7615, a new frequency for them. and then Gunaz TV or radio on 7610. Later on, March 1st at 1744, he reports that Pakistan is a spur from 7530, and on that date, it was on 7609.4 at 1744. Via satellite, internet, FM, AM, and shortwave, this is World of Radio number 1554. Consult our website for much more information, including the archive of DX Listening Digest at worldofradio.org. Your financial support, always welcome, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our thanks, as always, to Dave White, who provides a lot of web space, especially for our audio and text archives. Arranged on notice too short for me to tell you about on last week's program, IRRS carried out some tests on a new frequency, possibly via a new transmitter site, on February 25th, 26th, and 27th between 18 and 20 UT on 9435 to Europe. Reports are reception was quite good, and it was even reaching northern and eastern America, although it did not reach us here in deep North America, including World of Radio, Saturday at 1900 UT. So perhaps we'll be on that frequency instead of or in addition to 6090 henceforth. Give it a try anyway, 9435. Speaking of schedule changes for World of Radio, WBCQ has moved us to a new time, replacing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 20 UT with Wednesdays only at 22:15 on 7415, other programming now occupying the 20 UT half hour. Please let us know how well you're hearing that in Europe and North America and anywhere else. Being more than 2 hours closer to sunset, propagation should be much better than it had been, at least temporarily. But from the third week in March, the timing, like all other shortwave timings from North America, moves one UT hour earlier, then will be heard at 21:15. However, during that earlier hour, there is a collision with China Radio International in English to Europe via East Turkestan, also on 7415. Our World of Radio broadcast on WWRB last week, UT Friday at 0430, was on two frequencies, the new one testing 2390 as well as 5050, which the week before had replaced 3185. We can't be positive, but we think we'll be continuing on 2390. And of course, there'll be a time change there, too, starting the third week in March to 0330 UT Fridays. At least two monitors in Europe heard a station on 5470, way out of band, and assumed it was the listed Radio Veritas in Liberia, reactivated, even though it was in French, until sign-off at 2200 UT. However, it wasn't Radio Veritas. Mark Davies in the UK posted a clip of it, and a native French speaker, Sylvain No, listened to it and didn't think the accent was African, but instead European. Then Mauno Rita pointed out that there's a mixing product of the voice of Russia in French, landing on 5470 if you subtract two other frequencies, 11600 minus 6130, which is on the air, between 1700 and 2200, as Jari Savolainen in Finland also points out. So beware of those strange frequencies, which could be mixing products of major broadcasters rather than exotic African stations. And now we come to Libya. The new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 11-09, via worldofradio.com, is replete with radio monitoring and press information involving the media. I can only touch on a few points here. the bottom line is that as of March 1st, the shortwave broadcasts were continuing normally from the Voice of Africa from the Great Jamahiriya, including English, at approximately 14 to 16 on 21695 and 17725. Although on February 25th only, I found the 13-meter frequency had changed to 21660, but after that it was back to 21695. But several of the medium wave stations were taken over by rebels, the ones in Benghazi and some other cities, while the ones closest to Tripoli remained in the hands of Gaddafi, such as 1251, which gets into much of Europe. In the British DS Club, Chris Greenway commented on February 24th, note that the shortwave transmitters are at Sabratha, about 50 miles west of Tripoli. Violence was reported in that town a few days earlier, with protesters destroying government buildings, but it does not seem to have affected the shortwave site, which may be some distance out of town. And Chris Greenway told us on March 1st, an article in the Washington Post about the Voice of Free Libya on 675 kilohertz. Tariq Zaidan had observed that on February 21st in the afternoon it was still under the control of Gaddafi, but in the evening the rebels were running it. He says on the precise name of the station, it was initially IDing as Radio Free Libya. At BBC Monitoring, we were listening to 675 each evening, and now consistently hear it ID as Voice of Free Libya. That is in Arabic, mostly. It is carrying all sorts of very interesting programming. Anyone can phone in, including pro-Qaddafi callers, who are put on air but politely told by the presenter that they are wrong. There are messages to the people of Tripoli telling them not to despair because victory is near. It's all fascinating material. One announcement tonight said, Benina Airport will be reopened soon to receive aircraft carrying relief and aid products. Citizens are requested to refrain from opening fire on the airport, except in coordination with the relevant parties. Ron Howard in California notes that Madagascar has shifted frequency slightly, nominal 6135, but it had been on 6134.9. As of February 25th, it was on the other side up at 6135.28, clashing with BBC Singapore on the exact frequency, starting at 1427. I happened to be listening 1 minute later and 1 day later, and I was hearing the heterodyne between them. Harold Sellers and Walt Salmaniv spent the weekend DXing from Grayland on the Washington state coast, but mostly shortwave for a change instead of medium wave. Walt reports the cross from Micronesia measured on 4755.449 February 25th at 0646 with nice reception. They signed off at 10:35 UT, or rather they just went off in the middle of a song. While on February 27th, they cut the transmitter at half a minute before 10:00 without any announcements. Ron Howard in California has had above-average reception of Papua New Guinea recently, including Radio Central on 3290. They have news at 1301 UT. Their clock is not quite accurate. And play a unique bird call. He says he's put it on a website, the link in DX Listening Digest. If you've not heard it, it's an easy way to ID several of the Papua New Guinea stations. Voice of Russia has planned to start relays via the abandoned medium wave transmitter in Monte Ceneri, Switzerland on 558 kHz as of March 1st. But Roberto Scaglioni of the shortwave Yahoo group forwards a report indicating that it's been delayed for 1 month. Via Alokesh Gupta, Radio Taiwan International says they're changing frequency for their English to South Asia at 16 to 17 UT starting March 7th. They've been on 11550, but the new frequency is the one they tested recently, 9435. they say it does have a stronger signal, and they acknowledge that there is some interference in certain parts of India. That is from China Radio International via East Turkestan, also in English during that hour. As I was tuning down in 1 megahertz steps from Spain via Costa Rica on 9765 to AFN Guam on 5765, as I crossed 6765, I noticed some music on upper sideband, February 25th at 1229. Nothing further heard. It must have been in a break, but I think that must have been Bangkok Meteorological Radio, which is scheduled on that frequency in two-hour blocks throughout the day with one-hour breaks. John Wilkins in Colorado, Coomber DX, also logged it on 6765.1 upper, February 25th at 1255 to 1308, with weather in three language and a usual interval signal between segments, parallel to 8743 upper, which had a poor signal. An hour later, both frequencies had improved somewhat. Commander Elliott points out that Radio Tunis International's English broadcast is now available on the WRN website. Looking at the list of stations, you may access there for archived audio broadcasts. I see they also have Radio Cairo and Radio Damascus. I wonder if Libya will be next. Lots of lamentations about the drastic cuts BBC has made, especially in shortwave broadcasts. An especially good article appeared in Himal magazine titled Beheading Britain, Shafting South Asia. Thanks to Alokesh Gupta for drawing that to our attention. You might find it at himalmag.com, or there's a direct link, of course, in DX Listening Digest 1109. WWCR has made a sudden frequency change again, effective February 28th, 3195, between 23 and 02 UT. That turns out to be transmitter number 1, replacing 7465 and 7490 during those hours. Mark Cody in Ontario found the SSB broadcaster in Florida, WJHR, on a new frequency, 15500, February 25th at 1610, and I heard it too on February 28th. However, on March 1st, they were back on their original frequency, 15550, so it's unclear whether this was a mistake, a test, or they were temporarily escaping the Iranian interference until 1630 on 15550. Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal reports that the Polisario Front station in Algeria for Western Sahara was no longer being heard on the off frequency of 700 kHz, parallel to 6297.15. Instead, it moved to 702, which is a standard frequency in EurAfrica. So we wonder if and when they ever go back to their other medium wave frequency, it will still be a split on 1550. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 1st. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 on the 2nd and 3rd, then declining to mostly 5 and 2 starting March 6th. Solar flux rising from 95 March 2nd to a peak of 110 on the 13th to 16th and down to 90 by March 25th. And so concludes another World of Radio number 1554. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.